Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Sometimes the weather is unfavorable, or that summer crop comes off late, or more time is needed to clean up fall emerging weeds. The delayed planting window may be too narrow for most wheat varieties, but not with Butler's Gold, a hard red winter variety intended for late planting. Butler's Gold has a unique growth pattern where it could start late but sprint to the finish with top-tier yield potential and high protein and test weight. Butler's Gold is named after OSU sprinter James Butler, who won the 1980 Olympic trials in the 200-meter dash. Check out OKGenetics.com.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
And today's cattle futures actually started lower this morning before bouncing mid-morning to close higher across the board. So that was a really welcome rally. The August feeder cattle were up $1.32 at 178.75. That was 20 cents off the high and roughly $3 off the 175.75 low. So really strong comeback, really led by the cash market, as cash markets around the country this week were higher. That helped the futures, and then the market was somewhat subdued by the feed prices getting higher. But we did come back September the next month out $1.47 higher at 181.67. October up $1.25 at 183.97. November's up $1.27 at 185.55. And then January at 185.60. April out there at 23 at 188.60. Now, the live cattle slightly higher. It looks like August is going to be about 12 higher at 136.30. The October live cattle 25 higher at 142.07. The December live is at 148 even. That was up 22. And the cash market has been pretty disappointing as of late on the live cattle. It's just been steady with the couple of previous months right here at the high 130s. Just hanging out right here. It's really disappointing. And I feel like long term, though, with everything else getting higher, the live cattle eventually will have to get higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency. And Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Today's grain futures were generally higher, especially this morning. They were sharply higher, but we settled down throughout the day. The corn ended up about three lower across the board, with December at 622. The high was 636, so pretty big sell-off, 14 cents off the high. The beans stayed stronger all day, 33 to 35 higher, November at 1473. That was about 16 off of their highs. Kansas City wheat was down, September down 10 to 879 and three quarters, and 35 cents off the Kansas City wheat high. There's ideas that the Ukrainian export market has opened up. They were doing a test ship today. They see what would happen, and I hear both sides of this. You know, the UN's been negotiating this, and I guess they're getting down to the final details, and it doesn't sound like it's completely a done deal, but fairly close. But I know it's not 100% certain. But wheat was down 10 cents. Up here driving through Minnesota and Iowa actually today, and the crops look fairly decent, at least from the road, in a really wide area. Both corn and beans look like they're just as good as I've seen. We'll see what it looks like over in Nebraska here in a little bit. But overall, the USDA yield is at about 177 bushels per acre for the corn. Beans are at 51.5.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.